Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to Leanne's Voice podcast. I'm so excited to speak to you. Today, I want to talk a little bit about a confident mindset. I talk about loads of stuff, planning, preparing, voice, articulation, mindset. I think this all goes down to the fundamental, rudimental foundation of how you're going to speak confidently. You need to have the mindset that you can do it. Yeah. You need to believe in your mind, however it is you're going to do it. Tell yourself, train yourself, pray, affirmations, read your scriptures, whatever you do, tell yourself you can do it. It's got to all come from your mind. If your mind don't agree that you can speak confidently, then it's not going to happen. Okay? You got to tell yourself, right? I can do it. I can do this. I can overcome any hurdle. I can speak confidently. I can get over the nerves. I can do it. Okay, so I just really want to help you with any challenges. See it as like, I don't know, like don't see yourself as doing any mistakes or failures. See them as learning curves, hurdles that you need to just jump over. Embrace challenges, ask for feedback. When you give a presentation at work or an interview, ask for feedback so you can hear how you are delivering to other people. Because in your mind, it might be like, oh, that was really brilliant, or oh, that was rubbish. But how you delivered it, how you answered the question interview, how you gave that. Definitely 100%. And so as well, so I talked about feedback, embracing your challenges, and it helps you to be more skilled. Like me today, I have done, and I'm not, reaching the level. I always get feedback. I'm constantly, if I'm doing my voiceover work, I get feedback. Glenn, you're saying this word this way, da 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 da, you're speaking too fast, go slower, announce this one. I get feedback from my coaches. You know what I'm saying? So I get help, I get input so I can improve because I want to improve so I can help you, my lovelies, to improve too. Okay. So I always get feedback. And here it's like, okay, this is where I'm at. And they can hear or see where I need to be. Like my famous friend, Usain Bolt, yeah. He is the most fastest man on earth, the greatest Jamaican runner out of the country. Amazing. He's always coming, as he's always winning the races, not once, not twice, but three times. And you know why? Because he has coaches, trainers, all these people giving input on him so that he could deliver time and time again. And it may have been a 20-year, 25-year, whatever career that he had. He was able to deliver that because he got input, he got feedback on how he was delivering his running. So I really want to help you embrace that. Don't be scared of feedback. Don't be scared of like, oh, she's going to think that I don't. If you're doing a meeting at work, ask them, how did it go? Did it make sense? So you can always keep improving just a little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit. Do you know what I'm saying? See yourself as a student. Even if uni days, school days are behind you, if you're alive today and kicking, it's time to learn. And I'm here to help you on how to speak confidently, but always take every day as an opportunity to learn. So as I was saying, embrace the challenges, okay? And as well, just be prepared. I've spoken about this on a previous episode. If you're prepared, you kind of like know the questions that may come up in interview. You know last week's meeting and what topics you need to discuss this week, what actions you need to go to. You know if you're giving training, what you need to speak. You know if you're on your Facebook Live, your video live, or you're trying to create content for your business. You know what your customers or your people want to listen to. You know they like stuff like this. So prepare your content. Even like with me, I've told you many times before, I've got my setup here. It is. Watch my behind the scenes video, sit on my page somewhere. Or if you're listening in, go on my page, you'll see it. And I like have my notes and stuff on my tablet so I can, no, I ain't reading it. If I read it, I'd be like this. Being prepared is another key factor that can contribute to confidence while speaking. Sound like a machine, isn't it? So I just have a couple of notes here. They're not like full-on scriptures, full-on sentences where I need to be reading it through. I just kind of go there and think, okay, with mine, I'll bulletproof the bits that I just want to hit. So you'll see that I'm talking about in back. Can you see the bullet points? I'll just hit on the bullet points. That's all I need. I just all because if you know your stuff or you've prepared your stuff, preparation is key. So you can go in, but that gives you a sense of confidence. I know what I'm talking about. I know, and I don't need to worry. I've got a key, three key points, and the other stuff I'll just leave for the Q&A, or email the people the information. So be prepared helps you to understand the topic. So it's easier to have a talk on something that you know and understand because you can hear when someone's like, she don't know what she's talking about, that one. So go over the topic, revise it so that you can mull it over in your mind or marinate it or concur it or whatever. So you can go out and speak it to people. So if you're talking about their weekly stats or how many lipsticks were sold that week or how many massages you gave, how many trainers you sold, you know the figures, you know what are the new styles, what are the new designs. You can go out into your training session or your meeting or your client conference and say, this is the information from last week, this week we've done this week, these are our actions to generate more sales. You hear what I'm saying? So that's a good one. And practice beforehand. Warm up your voice, drink your hot drinks, practice beforehand, talk it over to yourself. Put a little voice note on your phone, send it to your friend. Go over it so it sounds like sense to you. That makes sense? Yeah, I hope so. And be authentic. I cannot explain to you. I want you to imitate the good qualities and the information, the advice that I'm giving about how to speak confidently, but I'm not expecting you to imitate my voice. I sound like me, you sound like you. So be authentic. Imitate the teaching and the advice that I give you, but you don't have to try and mimic my voice. Let's not go there. But I want to say, just be authentic, be you. So if you're in an interview, you're in a meeting, you're in a training session, you're on a date, be you, because we can always smell out a fraud or a counterfeit, you know? Be yourself. Be who God has chosen and designed you to be. That is who people are interested in. They want to hear you are the massage queen and how many services you've given out, what oil do you use. They want to hear that you are the content creator baddie. You can do all these different videos. They want to hear that you are the next audiobook writer. They want to hear about your sales or the new lipsticks and product lines and hair weaves that you've got. They want to hear from you. Be authentic because people buy into you, like how you bought into me. Okay, so be who you are. I can only be me. And you can only be you. So please, please, please be that. That's who people want to connect and engage with. Be you. And that helps to build like trust and confidence and stuff. Because you can also tell someone's a bit like, oh, she's just acting up. She's just there to just be a love girl. Whatever. You can tell. And body language. Not saying like to start body popping and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is your body language needs to support what you're saying. This will help give you more confidence. There's no point talking. You're like, yeah, I really like speaking to people, I'm really everyone's a great friend. I'm so encouraged. I'm a great person, great host, and stuff like that. That's not going to work. You need to be like having your body language outside, engaging, welcoming hand gestures, lots of smiles. Smiles help you bring people into you, helps your voice sound and soften and sound friendly. And when you have someone who trusts you, you sound friendly. That helps to build trust and understanding and friendship. They help something like, oh yeah, she sounds truthful. Oh yeah, she sounds trustworthy. She sounds like my friend. I'm going to actually believe or engage or entertain what she's saying. You hear what I'm saying? So body language is key. Practicing your voice is key. Practicing preparing the notes is key. Being your authentic self is key. Having a mindset that you can do it, that's your gone clear. If you can just remind your mind that you can do it, you're here for a reason, you've got something good and great to share. God has put something in your heart that you need to go and share. Whether it's about making cakes, you're a cake baddie, you're a jeans baddie, you're a wig layer, you can do massage, you can do stats, you can do accounting, whatever it is you can do. God has given you a gift to share with the world. It's not just for you one. Like me, can you imagine if I did not get up today and say, I'm going to record this podcast, I want to share it with just with you. You who are listening to me or watching me online, I just want to share this with you. Imagine if you did not stumble across this podcast. You would not have the gems and gifts because my gift is mine to share with all of you. And remember, if you don't use your gift, God's going to take it away from you. I'm just telling you that. I'm just here, the good news preacher. But listen, please do take on board what I say. Confidence comes in from your mindset. If your mind don't believe that you can speak confidently, it's not going to happen. So go over the lessons that I've told you. Please go and work on your mindset. Watch stuff on YouTube, read books, pray, do affirmations based on, like me, I'm Christian, so I do affirmations based on the Bible. Do what works for you, okay? So I'm just really saying, I'm asking, praying, work on your mindset. Train your mind to believe that you can do it. This will help you in all areas of your life. You go in gym, you want to go and bang gym. You got to tell your mind, I can do this. What, we're on 28 minutes? We've got 30 minutes left? Let's do this. Yeah, so it's all about mindset. Everything is about mindset. And to speak confidently, yes, it comes from your mouth, but first, it's coming from your head. All right? I think those are all the things that I wanted to share with you actually today. Okay. You know, I always like to help you. You know, I'm here, I'm your speaking tips mama. So if you know that where you're at, it's not where you want to stay. You want to grow, you want to learn, you want to do something better, you want to improve, you want to build your confidence when speaking, you want to sound more confident, you want to go into interviews, nail that interview, be that slay mama. You want to go into a date and sound confident, engaging. You want to do the training session, do the meeting session, meet with the stakeholders, sound engaging, be interested, all of that stuff. If that is you, then my dear, you have come to the right place. If you're trying to up your game, you're tired of how you are delivering, how you speak with confidence to date, then let this be the last day you speak like this. Let this be the last day that you don't have the right mindset and confidence to speak with confidence. Let me help you. Let me be your speaking tips mama like never before, okay? So I've got one thing to help you. Go onto my website and I've got an audiobook speaking bundle. Bunch of different books in there. A bunch of different books in there about how to speak with confidence. 10, not one, not two, not three, not four, but 10. I've got 10 books in there that are going to help you how to speak with confidence. For those of you who are on the if you're watching me on the video, I put out some new videos as well. Go on, can you follow me on TikTok as well? I beg you, follow me on TikTok as well. I've got some different videos and pictures and that of all the books. There's so many different titles you can choose from. There's how to improve your speaking voice in 5 days. If that's something you want to do, I can help you do it. There's how to speak with confidence on camera. There's a clip of one of my books as well. If you're watching on camera, there's other books as well that I recommended. So in that bundle, okay, 10 books, right? And I think that this is where you're going to need the most help. 10 books are in there. How to speak with confidence, how to improve your speaking voice in 5 days, how to improve your accent, softening, or articulation, how to speak to strangers, how to say the word no without feeling like a big bad bully. Oh gosh. How to have a strong speaking voice. I've got 10 books in that bundle. So you know me, I don't just deliver one, I over deliver. So if you want, and you know, how it's going to help you is this. You don't have to write enough, you don't have to read enough. What you're going to do is put me in your ear. I can be that voice in your ear, helping you, coaching you through to moving from here you are here now to speak with even more confidence. So you know the drill. Go onto my website, leanturner.com. Click on the audiobook section. You're going to find the 10-piece speaking tips audio bundle. You can buy the books individually if you want. That's entirely up to you if you don't want to get all of them. But I'm running a good promotion right now. So come on, go and get all 10 of them. Get all 10 of them. There's a good deal on at the moment on my website. If not, you can pick which books you want. By which ones, if you want to say, if you feel like you want more confidence speaking to strangers, you want to improve your accent reduction, accent softening, if you want to learn to speak with more confidence in 5 days, you can do that. Or if you want to learn how to have a strong speaking voice, there's a whole range. I've heard you guys. You send me questions every single day. I love it. I love it. So I know and hear from all of those different questions. I put all the answers down in an audiobook. So you get to hear me walking along with you. If you're running on the tread, you're pushing the little ones in the buggy going to take them to school. You're on the train, you're working from home, or whatever the situation is. I can be that voice in your ear, helping you, coaching you in your ear on how to improve the way you speak, how to speak with more confidence. So if you're tired of where you're at right now and you want to move and improve, you want to do something better than when you were yesterday, you want to do different from today, then please go onto my website, leanturner.com. Go on there, click on the audiobooks, you'll see the bundle up there. It's time and it's all about time. It's entirely up to you. If you want to stay where you're at, then keep doing what you're doing. But if you are like, Leanne, I'm tired, I want to go into interview, I want to get that job, I want to go and do the training, speak once, and everyone knows I'm saying, I want to do the meeting. Have an organized meeting, be planned, prepared, confident, da da da. Want to go into the date, no one gonna say, sound engaging. You know what I'm saying? All of this, then my dear, the one thing that you need that's gonna help you to up your game from speaking in confidence from how you're doing it today to tomorrow is me being that voice in your ear through the audiobook. So please, that's all I'm saying is give it a chance. What all you're gonna do is gain. Go onto the website. This is your homework. Go onto the website. You can even check out, you can listen to a little sample. Come on. What more can I offer? You give even a little sample. I still sound the same on audiobooks, but you can even have a little sample. See what's up there. Go ahead, go and get yourself the 10 book speaking tips audio bundle of all those different titles there. that I showed you. I know some of you are like, oh, what exactly? What books am I getting exactly? Let me read you the list. I'm so glad that you asked. So all of the books that you can get in that bundle are, and I really love this one. I really feel that, well, I pour my heart out to all the time. Don't get it twisted, dear. So what I really love in my speaking tips bundle is I've answered all the questions from all the different people and I've given all the needs in an audiobook. So the 10 books that you're going to get, because I know some of you are still there thinking like, oh, I want to hear that. She's going to, what else are you talking about? If you haven't gone off and run off to my website to get the books right now to up your game, listen, these are the 10 books you're going to get in the audiobook section of the 10 book speaking tips bundle. 10 books. Book one, you're going to learn 5 days to improve your speaking skills. Okay. Book two, 7 tips on how to sound. There's actually more now. I added more. 7 tips to sound great on camera. Number three, how to nail your next interview. Number four, how to have a strong speaking voice. Number five, accent softening, accent reduction, voice articulation. Book number six, 8 tips to sound engaging. You know, when you've got social anxiety and fear and stuff and you've got to speak in public. Number seven, how to use storytelling to be a better speaker. I've been talking about this. If you want to sound engaging, you got to use storytelling. And number eight, how to have a conversation with a stranger and still be at ease and not worry and sound engaging. Book number nine, how to say no without losing your mind or losing any of your friends. Book number 10, psychology of the voice. That goes back to like a mindset thing as well. So if any one of those books, all of those books sounded great, you know what you need to do. Go onto my website, leanturner.com. Go and get yourself a copy of the bundle. If you're like, oh, but I don't need all of them, you can go and select which books that you like and buy them individually. Or what you could do is, if you've got friends, yeah, buy the bundle, let your friend listen to the book that's going to help her the most, and you listen to all the rest. That's fair. I think that's a good deal, isn't it? That's a good one. So thank you so much for listening. I really, really love, as you can hear and tell, I really, really love speaking, chatting, and I love helping my friends to speak with more confidence. Because for me, it's easy, and I want it to be easy for you. I don't want it to be like a struggle. You're anxious, you're worried. I don't want any of that. Let that not be your portion, you know? I want you to overcome this hurdle. Let me help you. Get the audiobooks collection. Let me be that voice in your ear coaching you through how to speak with more confidence like you never, ever believed before, okay? So just before I go, all of those who are still listening patiently, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening today to the podcast. I'm so, so grateful. And also I want to say, like, wherever you're watching me, please like, comment, subscribe so that I know, like, okay, this is helping you, or this is a good video, or you like this topic, so I can know that I can give further podcast episodes on this topic that's helping you. So I love all the questions I get on the DM. You, some of you email me, some of you WhatsApp me, all of that stuff. Let me know, give me feedback. So I know, okay, this is where you want me to answer. This is where you want more help and support, so I can help strengthen you in those areas. You can start hurdling over those speaking challenges. Come on. All right then. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for listening to me. Thank you for those who have run off already to go and get their 10 tips audio book bundle. You're winning. I cannot wait to see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to me. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye for now.